One, two, three, four. One, two, three, ding. La la la.
Elvis Perkins we're listening to, and we'll get into why we're listening to that in just a moment. The why really has to do with the man who's sitting in our guest chair right now. Sean Stone is here. He is our cultural correspondent. He comes in every Thursday, tells us what's happening on area stages and screens. He's been doing this almost since the inception of this program. I don't think we could do the show without you, sir.
That's very kind of you to say.
Yeah, no, it wouldn't be the same. And we love when you're here to tell us what's going on. You actually go out and do stuff, and you come back and report to us.
There are things to do.
We live vicariously through you. So where would you like to begin? Movies first, usually.
I saw a terrific documentary called Faces Places. The French director Agnès Varda teamed up with the mural artist J.R., and they got in a big van with a camera painted on the side of it and drove around the villages of France taking pictures of the people who lived there and putting giant murals up on the side of buildings and the side of rocks. And they're very ephemeral. You know, they're only going to last a few weeks. The rain's going to wash them away. So it's not like they're, you know, they do get in trouble in one village. But it's about art and art making and making friends with people. And there's a little social justice involved into it. And a little bit of memory and sadness because Varda is now 88 and she's starting to lose her eyesight. So you don't know how many more films she's going to be able to make. But she's absolutely indefatigable, and it's a delightful documentary.
Sounds great. It's called Faces, Places. All right, next up. What can we do tonight?
Tonight. The previews open for The Legend of Georgia McBride at the Curtain Call Theater in Latham. Tonight it's 7:30, and it runs through November 18th on weekends. It is a play about a drag queen who coaches an Elvis impersonator.
All right.
So it's...
That's all I need to know.
Exactly. It's a regional premiere.
Excellent.
Also tonight at the Stanley Theater in Utica, Something for the Kids. It's at 6:30 p.m. The national touring company of Peppa Pig Surprise. I don't know what the surprise is. You'll have to actually go and see.
So we have a few minutes. Let me just tell you. So this is what happened to me the other night.
All right.
Okay. It has to do. You just cued me in by saying the word surprise. So we finished the fun drive, and then I realized that it's actually over, which is great. That's fantastic.
Delightful.
But it also realized that I had an invitation to go see David Letterman on Jimmy Kimmel in Brooklyn at the Brooklyn Academy of Music. But I said no because I figured we'd be doing the fun drive.
Right.
Well, then the fun drive got over so incredibly early that I figured, oh, I can go down. So I went and asked the person who invited me if I could still go, and they said yes. So come on down. So I ran down. And I figured this is great. I'm going to get in. The show's at 4:00. I'm going to see the show, and then I'm going to run. I'm going to go see Dave, my hero. Go see Jimmy Kimmel. Get back on the train. I'll be home. I'll be in bed by 9. Everything's great, right?
Right.
So we get in there. We see the show. Dave's fantastic. Jimmy's fantastic. And Jimmy says, we have a special surprise if you just want to wait a few minutes. And I thought, oh, okay. And you know, you don't know what's going to happen.
No.
Who's going to be the surprise guest? Out walks Stevie Wonder. Stevie Wonder starts talking to Jimmy Kimmel about how he's doing the Title X benefit at the Barclay Center across the street. And Jimmy says, that sounds really fun. And Stevie says, would you like to go, Jimmy? And Jimmy said, well, no, I have a show. I have my audience. And Stevie says, well, bring the audience with you. And the next thing I know,
wow,
we're ushered, the big surprise is we're ushered into the Barclay Center to see Jay-Z, J-Lo, Stevie Wonder, and all of these artists play. So when I thought I would be in bed by 9 o'clock, instead, at like 1 in the morning, I'm watching Jay-Z at the Barclay Center. Now, it's not a bad surprise.
No, no.
But it does sort of resemble a hostage situation.
Yes.
A little bit of a hijacking.
You didn't have to spend the night in Port Authority or anything.
No, I didn't. I made it home.
Okay.
I made it home. I got in at like 2:30, and then I drove home. So I was home at 3:30, and then I slept for 2 hours, and then I put on just a great show yesterday.
Fresh as a daisy.
Fresh as a daisy. Yeah.
Wow.
So when they say surprises now, I'm a little leery.
Nice.
I don't know what to make of that.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
That's nice.
Yeah, for absolutely. No real reason. Just when you said the word surprise, it made me think of that.
Tomorrow night at Proctor's.
Brought it to a screeching halt.
That's
yes,
all right.
Go ahead.
It was a delightful story. Proctor's in Schenectady as part of their cabaret series. The legendary Andrea McArdle.
We wanted her on the show, but we couldn't do it because we thought we were going to be in Fun Drive. But how great is it that she's back? That's fantastic.
That's right. That's tomorrow night at 7:30 p.m. Friday night at 9 p.m. in MPAC Studio One Goodman. It's an evening of DJs. Actress, who is actually a British man, and Toksi, who is a Swedish woman.
All
she's
right.
opening.
At MPAC.
At MPAC. Saturday night at 6 p.m., their normal time, at the Mahawi Performing Arts Center in Great Barrington. It's Close Encounters with Music. Program's called The Titans. So we're going to have an evening of chamber music with Schumann and Brahms piano quintets. Saturday night at the Times Union Center in Albany. It's a big hip-hop show, the Homecoming Concert with Cardi B, YFN, Lou Cheek, Charlie Black, Famous Dex, and Lil Pump. It's an expensive ticket, too.
Is it really?
Yeah. Top tickets, like $130
wow.
or something. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I guess the kids have money. Or they think they do. And as the opening music indicated, Elvis Perkins, the great indie singer-songwriter, is going to be at Helsinki Hudson on Saturday at 9 o'clock. Sunday at 3 in the afternoon, the great Spanish flamenco guitarist Paco Peña with special guest Rafael Montilla will be at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall in Troy. And we go from Spanish flamenco guitar to mandolin with the Carlo Eanzo Trio at Cafe Lena in Saratoga Springs Sunday night at 7 p.m. And then just a wonderful-looking show. Ricky Lee Jones is going to be at the Cajos Music Hall in Cajos on Wednesday at 8 o'clock.
Wouldn't it be great if Paco Peña went and did a double bill with Peppa Pig?
It would be odd.
And then the big surprise was they brought you to a Stevie Wonder concert.
I just can't imagine how thrilled the children would be.
Some new movies opening up.
Breathe, Andrew Garfield as a polio victim who innovates his way into a working sort of a life.
All right. Sounds dark, but maybe okay.
It's dark, but it has a lot of inspiring music in the trailer, so they want you to feel good about it.
All right.
Loving Vincent, which is really looks interesting. It's an animated film about Vincent Van Gogh. Actually, it's after he dies. It's sort of an investigation.
Okay.
And then, of course, what we've all been waiting for, Boo 2, A Madea Halloween. Then we have Geostorm, in which we outsmart ourselves. We build a network of satellites to control the weather, and someone hacks it.
Oh.
Yeah. Gerard Butler, so you can pretty much figure where that fits
yeah.
into the scheme of things.
It's going to be bad.
Yep. And then we have Mark Felt, the man who brought down the White House, with Liam Neeson as Mark Felt, who is, of course, Deep Throat. And then Take Every Wave, which is a documentary about a surfer.
It's all
I
good.
I mean, really, there's no pattern to it. You know, in summer, it's all like boom, 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 boom action movies.
Right.
But
this
now we're
just now kind
random.
Of anything.
Yep,
yeah,
random.
Whatever's left. It's always great to have you here, Sean Stone. You can see his list on our website, wamc.org/roundtable, wamc.org/roundtable. And we'll see you next Thursday.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.